USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blasting a proposal to increase stimulus checks to Americans who he says don't need the money.
What struggling people really need is for Congress to stop focusing on targeted relief for them specifically and to instead send thousands of dollars to people who don't need the help.
The Kentucky Republican using his opening comments to say under a new proposal from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a family of five making $250,000 a year and did not suffer any job losses this year will get $5,000 in stimulus checks. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it was inevitable that a new strain of COVID-19 would arrive in the United States, but he says the good news is that it doesn't seem to make people more sick or lead to more deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
It wasn't any surprise that pandemic was announced as the word of the year by the editors at Merriam-Webster for 2020. John Clemens reports it's all based on a statistical analysis of words looked up from the online dictionary.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed. Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
The Dow ending 2020 on a positive note, setting another record high, gaining 197 points to close at 30,606. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The United States has reduced its carbon emissions more than the countries that are still members of the Paris Climate Accord. The United States did that with innovations like fracking and nuclear energy. President-elect Joe Biden has talked about banning fracking on federal land and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord on January 20th. As far as what that means for you and your energy bill, Justin Haskins with the Heartland Institute says,
it would be a total disaster. Over just a 10-year period of time, researchers at the Heritage Foundation found that the average American family of four would spend $30,000 in extra energy costs and 400,000 jobs would be lost, about half of which in manufacturing, which is obviously a huge issue in many parts of the country, including the Midwest. Those jobs would all be lost as a result of just joining the Paris Climate Agreement, and that's not even the main thing that Joe Biden wants to do. Joe Biden has a whole bunch of other radical policies related to climate change. He wants to spend $2 trillion over his first term to retrofit 4 million buildings to make them green energy compliant. He wants to phase out all of coal, natural gas, oil, costing, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs in lost production and economic growth by 2035.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.